Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, I want to begin reading this morning at verse 12. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And the Bible says, it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now I want you to jump over to verse 36. And the Bible says, and Jesus was speaking to him. He said, and he spake also a parable unto them. No man putting a piece of new garment upon an old, if otherwise then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine in old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put in new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be our help, on when the Master passes by. When the Master passes by. Now we see the Bible tells us here in the book of Luke 5 that Jesus came by and he came to a certain place. Ain't you glad Jesus is still passing by? Ain't you glad the Master is still coming to certain places? Ain't you glad, praise God, just about the time you think he's deserted you? Praise God, the Master shows up. Ain't you glad to have a Master who loves you and cares for you enough to come to where you're at when you can't get to him? I'm glad. And today I'm serving a risen Savior, praise God, who knows the feeling of my infirmity, my weakness, and my lack of strength, praise God. And he encourages me, praise Lord, and gives me the power to go on. Amen. The Bible says here that he came to a certain city, a certain place, and said, behold, a man full of leprosy. Now I want you to notice he came to a certain place, and he came to a certain man, and that man was full of leprosy. Now we all know that leprosy is a type of sin. But praise God, that said the Master came to that one that was full of sin. That one that came. Hey, amen. Do you remember when you was full of sin? You remember when iniquity, sinfulness was a rule in your life? You remember when you couldn't get away from it? Seemed like it had a death grip on you and it was going to drag you right in the pit of hell. But praise God, the Master passed by. Glory to God. He seen your condition. Praise God, he knew where you was at and he passed by on purpose. Amen. Ain't you glad he did? Praise the Lord. Not only did he say he was full of sin. Amen. But the Bible says, who's seeing Jesus? Amen. I want to say that when we begin to see him, praise God, he starts us on a journey. You realize today when we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ, he starts us on a journey, a destiny, praise God, with something that's out of this world. Amen. It's something that we can't get a hold of. Our mind can't even comprehend. Praise God, what's in store for me and you? I mean, we've got a great future, praise God, and God's plan for us in result of this thing. And praise God, Brother Andrew, the most important part is the Master. Amen. Praise God, just recognizing the Master when he's a passing through, praise God. I want to say I'm glad this morning that some of you just stood up and say, thank God for the Master. Thank God that the Lord God of glory moved through one more time. Amen. Praise God, it wasn't me, it wasn't you. Praise God, it was the Master. Amen. Praise God. He just passing through one more time. I'm glad we still got a place, praise God, where he's welcome to pass through. There's a lot of places I've been, praise God, and he ain't welcome to pass through. There's a lot of places, if he was to pass through like he did this morning, it would upset their schedule. Amen. And if we ain't very careful, we'll schedule God right out of our lives. Amen. We'll program him out, praise God. We won't leave time for him to work. We won't have time for him to move. We won't have time for him to love us like he wants to. Amen. But the Bible said he who's seeing Jesus. Amen. He saw him. It started a reaction in his life. I want to say, praise God, if we ever really see Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about the one that died on the cross, death, burial, and he got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave for me and you. Amen? Praise God, He got up. If we can ever see Him and recognize what He did, what He has in store for, what He wants to do for us. Amen? He says, who's seeing Jesus? Notice He humiliated, fell on His face. Amen? Fell on His face. That humility, it's humility that saves us. You know that? When we get past ourselves, praise God, and come humbly before the Lord, just realize we're all sinners in need of a Savior. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. We're all old sinners. Now, I can sit here and tell you how good you are. I could build you up, puff you up, praise God. But I will say we're just all, including myself, we're just all old sinners, praise God. If you're saved today, you're a sinner saved by grace. Amen. If you're saved today, praise God, you're a sinner kept by grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, if I'm an old sinner, well, it just, does that give me a license to sin? God forbid. Amen. Oh, if we're a sinner saved by grace, praise God. The Master's done come by. Glory to God. He strolls around through our heart. Amen. Directs us in our path. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you say, well, can I do what I want to now? Yeah, sure you can. Because if you're saved, praise God, your want to's changed. Amen. I will say you won't want to do the things you used to do. I mean, I'm talking about when we're leaning with our faith on the Lord. I'm not talking about faith in man. Man will let you down. You'll let you down. But praise God, when the Master comes through, praise God, He'll lift you up. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When the Master passes by, praise God, humility will save us. This old leper, praise God, this one that was full of sin, the Bible says he fell on his face. I wonder what happened if we spent more knee time. Wonder what happened if we spent more time on our face crying out to a thrice holy God. If we'd spent more time asking Him for help, we'd spend more time humbly before the Lord. Wonder what kind of church we'd have. Wonder what kind of life you'd have. Wonder what kind of home we'd have. Amen. Wonder what kind of relationships we'd have. See, I want to say, praise God, it's all reliant on the Master. Praise God. When He passes by, praise God, to do things for us, amen, we just got to humbly let Him do those things He wants to do. Amen. We have to be self-humbling. Now, I'm not going to tell you, go ask God to pray that He'd humble you. Oh, goodness, you pray God humble you, you better be ready for some humility. Amen. He'll put you flat on your back somewhere in a hospital far, far away. Amen. But praise God, the Bible says we need to humble ourselves. Amen. We need to come before the Lord, praise God, just humble as we know how, seeking God's face, desiring a touch from God, amen, that He might move upon our life. When the Master comes by, praise God, that He'd have liberty. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. When the Master come by, He's come by this morning, He's still here. Amen. But when He comes by, do you let Him have liberty? Amen. Are you in such in a humble enough state, praise God, that God can have liberty in your life? Where you're free, praise God, where you raise your hand and don't care what anybody thinks. Amen. I wouldn't grieve the Holy Ghost of God for the President of the United States or the Queen of England. Amen. Praise God. If I was in her presence and the Holy Ghost of God stirred through, I'd go, whoa, praise God. They'd probably think I was doing it for them, but praise God, I'd be doing it for the God of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He is good. And His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see He came in humility. Humility is what saves Him. He came as a seeker. He said, saying, Lord. We ever get to a humble state, we lift our pride and we say, Lord. Amen. Hey, you know what happens? Praise God, He's inclined His ear, Bible said, to hear us. And when we lift up in a humble attitude and we say, Lord, praise God, He perks it up and He says, yes, son, yes, daughter, what's on your heart? Amen. Praise the Lord. When we seek Him, praise God, we find Him. Amen. When we begin to seek Him with all our heart. Amen. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them. The Lord says, I love them that love me. Now listen to what it says. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. I want to say this morning, praise God, if we love, if He loves, we know He loves us. And if we love Him back, praise God. He said, if He loves us and we love Him and we seek Him early, praise God. He said, I won't hide myself from you. Amen. Amen. It's a lie of the devil to think that we can't go and get a hold of our God, praise God, and because He loves us, because we love Him too, and He won't hear us. He may not always answer the way we want Him to, but praise God, I want to say, when you cry out for a broken, contrite heart, praise God, God will hear you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. A seeker will find Him. Amen. But then notice what He said. He said, if thou wilt, amen. He says, you know what? He says, I know who you are. He had knowledge of who Jesus was. Amen. I believe everybody here today knows who Jesus is. Amen. In other words, we've all got a knowledge of who He is. We know He was the one that was sent from heaven, praise God, was born in a manger, growed up, died on the cross of Calvary, and got up that third day, rose, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. We all know who Jesus is. He had a knowledge of who he was. Said, Lord, if thou wilt. Amen. He had a knowledge of who He was. Amen. And the knowledge showed Him what He needed to do. A knowledge shows us who we need to talk to. A knowledge gives us that of who we need to trust in. Amen. I wonder who we're trusting in today. Who are you putting your faith in? You'd say, well, preacher, I'm trusting my boss because he's the one getting my paycheck. Really? You better reevaluate the situation. It's God Almighty allows you to crawl out of bed every morning, go down to the job place. Amen. It's God that gives you that breath, praise God, that you can keep moving. Amen. It's God that gives you the strength, praise God, to do what you do when you get there. Amen. It's the knowledge of Him, knowing Him, praise God, that makes a difference. It shows us where we need to be. So then He begins to ask. He says, if thou wilt. He besought Him. And He's saying, Lord, if thou wilt. So he comes to a place of humility. He comes seeking the Lord with the knowledge of the Lord. And he asks, praise God. Does it work when we ask of God? Amen. Yes, absolutely. It works when we ask of God. It's asked when we ask, praise God. It works. We see in John, in John chapter 14, the Bible gives us that, that says that we can ask of God. Chapter 4, John 14, verse 13 says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. He says, praise God, if you realize what I want to do for you, what I will do for you, praise God, just follow me, listen to me, adhere to me, praise God, and I'll do things for you that you never expected. But we ought to expect. Amen. That's what hope is. That's faith with expectation, praise God. Expecting God to move on our lives. You say, preacher, how do we attain to this? I'm glad you asked. In John chapter 15, while you're over here, verse 7. He said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. That means we take it in, we ingest it. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, you know what? If we'll just ask God, praise God, believe and trust in Him, praise God, He'll take care of business. Amen. How many prayers have we had? How many prayers have we had answered, praise God, and we've raised our hand right here in this place and said, thank God He heard me again. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He brought me through again, praise God. Amen. Why? Because that's what the Father longs to do. Amen. That's what our Heavenly Father longs to do for me. And that's what God, that's what Jesus will help to do. Amen. In Luke chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says this. He said, if a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, shall he give him a stone? Or if you ask a fish, will he offer a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Amen. He said, if a son or daughter, somebody comes along to you, have a need, and they say, hey, would you give me something? I need you to give me a fish. I need you to give me an egg. He said, would you give them something that's going to hurt them, going to tear them down, going to destroy them, going to push them farther away? Amen. Well, listen to what he said. And he says, if ye then being evil, in other words, talking about all lost sinners, know how to give good gifts unto their children. Are you listening? He said, praise God. God wants to bless us. God wants to help us. Amen? In Luke 11:11, he said, I want to help you. I want to give you good stuff. Amen? And he said, even wicked people know how to give their children good stuff. Amen? Even old sinners know what they need, what will be helpful, what will be encouragement. We need to be an encouragement. Amen. We need to ask God to help us, praise God, in our situations. I know there's a lot of situations we have in our homes today. A lot of discouragement. Our kids drive us nuts. They do stupid stuff. Amen. They break your heart every day. Every week seems like there's something. But praise God, look at me and you. How many times we break the heart of God? And God don't beat us. Hey, praise God. He said if they ask you for a fish, they ask you for an egg, you don't give them a serpent or a scorpion. Praise God, something that'll hurt them. Praise God. God always sends us blessings and encourages us. He lifts us up out of that pit. Praise God. He don't put His foot on us and push us down into the pit. Amen. God help us today. He said, much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. Amen. He said there's a great big God that loves us today. Pray God wants to give us of Himself and give us of His Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. This fella says, you know, he began to ask, and did that work? Yes, it worked. He gave us the Spirit. He reached down, praise God, and began to do a work in our lives. Asking works. When we talk to God, we ask Him for help. Amen. It works. It works. Amen. We're all here witnesses that it works. Praise the Lord. We just have to trust Him. So we see the result of it. Amen. We see the result. He said, if thou wilt, He said, thou canst make me clean. Amen. The result, what was the result? The result is believing on the Lord. It's believing, praise God, that He'll intervene in these lives, that He'll touch, praise God, our life, our children's life, touch our homes, our families, our churches, our business, everything, praise God, that we're involved in. Amen. When we pray, believe it, asking of God, amen, we might receive. Amen. It's believing, trusting in God to make that difference. Amen. Sometimes I think just because God don't answer right away, a lot of times we give up, don't we? Huh? We give up on ourselves. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. We give up on our children. We give up on our families. We give up on the church. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we'll give up on everything. And we'll just want to crawl in a hole, just pull a rock in over us. Amen. But when we pray and we ask God, we believe, praise the Lord. This fellow believed. He said, thou canst make me clean. Amen. He asked Him, but He asked as a result, believing that He would. Amen. He said that, praise God, if you want to, I know you can. You know what? Because He heard, He had the knowledge of who Jesus was. I want to say, praise God, this morning, we have the knowledge of who He is. And we know what He can do. Bless His holy name. That result of believing. So what took place as a result of believing? The Bible says in verse 13, and He put forth His hand. Jesus began to reach out. Amen. Could you imagine what's taking place, this fella here? Maybe he'd been sitting back and he'd been hollering, unclean! 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 Every time somebody come along, unclean! Amen. Everybody's staying away from everybody over here, and the Lord and the Master passes by. Amen. And the Master passes by and He looks over there from afar and He sees the Master and glory to God, He sees Brother Andrew. Every time He reaches out His hand, something was happening. Every time He reached out, every time He touched something, praise God, something came down from glory. Amen. A blessing from on high was extended down. Amen. He got to think about that. He said, every time that hand reaches out, every time that hand reached out, every time my hand reached out, ooh, glory. Boy, I'd like to have some of that. Amen. Boy, I'd like to have just a little. Boy, I tell you, there's a whole lot of places they'd like to have just a little bit of what we got right here this morning. There's places all over this country, praise God, they're starving for what we have right here in this place. Why? Because Jesus reached out. Because Jesus reaching out. Because Jesus is reaching out. But praise God, not only did He reach out, but He touched. Notice the result of Him reaching out. I praise God. He heard Him. Praise God. He believed the Lord. He trusted. The result is He began to reach out. Praise God. And He reaches out. He touches out that He reaches for. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing He's ever extended a hand to. Praise God. That He didn't touch. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Could you imagine that old leper as he's there? Everybody's scattered from nobody there. Nobody to care. Amen. He's standing there all alone. Seemed like the whole world, the whole universe is forsaking. He's there all by himself. And he says, Lord, amen. Humbly said, on his face, he says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He believed. And Jesus heard him. Amen. He turned over where that old leper was. I mean, eat up. Maybe by this time his ears has done a decay and fallen off. His fingers, some of his fingers had already rotted off in the joints. He stinks, smells of putrefying flesh. But praise God, Jesus, when the master passed by, glory be to God, that old mass of putrefying flesh that was there, that was full eat up of sin, praise God, the master didn't regard it. He didn't cast it away, but he heard the plea, and he ran over there, and he extended, glory, he extended down that hand from on high, glory to God, and that old leper looked up, and he seen that hand coming down, and he had high expectations. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Hey, God, I tell you what. I seen the hand of God extending down here this morning. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. And I've got high expectations. Amen. Amen. I've been praying and fasting and seeking God's face. Yeah. Amen. I got high expectations. Amen. I believe I can feel that hand extended down. I believe I'm feeling just a little bit of the touch this morning. Amen. I believe I'm feeling a little bit of the glory this morning, praise God. On purpose. He reached down. And when he reached down, he touched him. Amen. This is what he said. He extends that hand. Amen. He reached down to him to where he's at. In that touch, he said, I will. Amen. He reached it. He put forth his hand and he touched him, saying, I will. Now notice this. I will be thou clean. I want to say God's extending his hand down this morning, and he's extended just the same way to me and you. He's extended down. He'll say, I will, Brother Bill. Be thou clean. Amen. Be thou clean. He's extending a hand down. You know what? He extended down. He said, I will be thou clean. And notice the time frame. After 3 or 4 weeks, that guy got to noticing there's a little bit of difference in him. Huh? After about a year of rehabilitation, he began to see that there was a little bit of change. No! Praise God, when Jesus extends that hand out, when God touches you, when He gets a hold of you, praise God, when He lays hands on you, immediately, praise God, there's a change takes place. Amen. It don't take a month or two or three or a year or 2 years, praise God, for God to get a hold of you. Amen. When the master comes by, when it's really the master. See, I believe the old devil's trying to throw us a counterfeit. I believe there's a lot of places that deception set in. A counterfeit's in her place of the Lord. Amen. Men have raised themselves up, praise God, to set in the place of God. Amen. They stand behind this blessed old sacred desk and they said, you need to worship me. Need to listen to me. You need to lift up me. Amen. They put themselves in the place of God. But I want to say, praise God, they still a God that's coming along. Amen. The master's still passing by and he's still reaching out and he's still touching. Amen. Amen. He's still touching. He's still healing. He's still resolving issues. He's still doing those things. It don't take him forever. He reaches down and immediately, the Bible says immediately, he was cleansed. Amen. What does that mean? That means that all that sin, that wickedness. See, it breaks my heart. People say, well, you know, preacher, I've been saved for 47 years and I've still got these things I'm hanging on to, some sinful things I know's not right. Well, praise God, maybe you've never been saved. Amen? Because I'm praying, praise God, when we come humbly before the Lord, we fall on our face and we cry out to a thrice holy God. Amen? When we realize, when the Master's passing by, praise God, we fall on our face and we give it to Him. He said, Lord, I need You to take this. Take this up. It's too heavy for me to carry anymore. Amen? What take place? What take place if we pray, believe, and we'll receive? God reached down, He'll take it. He said, well, I'll get rid of that for you. Bible said He'll take that, Brother Andrew, and He'll cast that into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Hey, it's bound to be a place of forgetfulness for us, because God don't forget. Amen. He chooses not to bring those up to us. But man, He'll forget the control that this world has on us. He'll help us forget about it, praise God. And you know how when the Master's passing by, praise God, we begin to focus on Him. We begin to cry out to Him. He begins to hear us. And He begins to reach down. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we know enough. Hey, there's enough Holy Ghost. God comes through here on purpose that we know when He's passing through. And we've learned to expect it. Amen. Amen. We feel when He's starting to extend that hand. Praise God, ears will perk up. Eyes will get brighter. Amen. Holy Ghost of God, He'll begin to march through here. And He'll just touch Brother Bill just a little bit. He'll touch Brother Rex a little bit. He'll touch Brother John. Praise God. He'll just march. And He's marched through. He's just touching. Giving help. Passing out in a liberal fashion. A little for you and a little for you and a little for you. Oh, and you need just a little bit more. Pray God. Oh, I know what you've been going through. Amen. I know the situations. I know the prayers you've prayed. I know that situation down at the house. And He just passes that. Pray God. Why? It's quick when the Master passes through. Amen. But what makes the difference? What made the difference for this old leper? That one that was full of sin. Amen. He recognized the Master. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When we pray and we seek His face, and when the Master passes through, praise God, we just need to draw up to Him. We need to fall on our face, draw up to Him and say, Master, here I am. Lord, I'm ready to receive all that You have for me. I'm ready to be, Lord, all that You'd have me to be. Amen. And you know what? The Bible says if we ask according to His will, the Bible says we have those, that's past tense. He said we have those petitions that we ask of Him. Amen. So when He passes by on purpose, we follow, and we're humble before Him, and we say, Lord, I've got a need. I need help. Amen. And we realize the Master's passing through. We cry out. Praise God. We just expect that hand starts to extend. Amen. And glory be to God. Then we just say, oh Lord. Oh Lord. I know You can. Amen. I know You can. Because I want to say to you this morning, there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. All we got to do, what are you preaching this morning, preacher? I'm preaching that when the Master passes by, when the Master passes through, praise God, we just got to acknowledge His presence. Amen. We've got church, we've got to acknowledge His presence. What are you saying? I'm saying let's not grieve the Holy Ghost of God. When He passes through, praise God, let's just recognize Him, reach out to Him, cry out to Him. Amen. Get that help that He's got for us. Amen. To meet every need. In every situation, amen, when the Master passes by, amen, He'll reach down and He'll touch. And when He touches, there's immediate help, amen. We got to believe that, amen. Not 2 or 3 weeks, not 6 months down the road, praise God. If we ask according to His will, we expect immediately. We may not see results immediately, but amen, I will say, praise God, God works immediately to those that believe. We got to just believe. Amen. Why? When the Master passes by. He didn't come by accident. Said He came to a certain city. I won't go way beyond that and say, praise God, Brother Bill. He comes to a certain person and a certain people. And when he passes by on purpose. Amen. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you ready for Him to pass by? Are you looking for Him to pass by? Are you expecting Him to come through where you're at? Amen. Praise God. I want to say, if we're expecting Him to come through, we'll be expecting Him to bless us. We'll be expecting Him to reach down and touch us. We'll be expecting Him to cleanse us and heal us, to lift us up and to encourage us. Amen.